broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
I don't want to die like anybody else does. It's unprecedented.
Any comments on Israel? We're asking everybody today. Any comments?
Tell them to get the hell out of Palestine.
Lasted how long?
9 years. 180 episodes.
I know that my family is like number one, and being out here is really giving me time to think about.
That is a threat.
She's going to hell, this bitch.
Yeah. World famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And every night we head on through the looking glass, through the, you know, through that, through the door of reality, man, to places other talk shows just can't go. They'd like to, but they can't. And coming up on our show tonight, CNN hangs up, I was going to say Larry King hangs up his suspenders is what I should have said. CNN hanging up Larry King's suspenders sounds as if he's being fired. And no, he's, well, I'm sure that Larry is very happy to be heading off into the sunset. Larry King retires after 25 years. And plus, is Morgan Freeman dead? Well, no, he isn't. But what a very, very interesting rumor was spread today on Twitter. Everybody I knew, rants, everybody, we were all on Twitter at the same time, all wondering if Morgan Freeman was dead. And we'll tell you how he's not. And we'll tell you how all of that came about and how, you know, how it all got settled. Bobby Dooley and Jay Santos are going to join us tonight on our show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. And our affiliate spotlight tonight on WTKK 96.9 FM in Boston and on the people there at WGTN 1400 AM in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Great radio stations. They get it. They're on our network. They're with us for as long as they're with us, you know, which is, it's fine. It's fine. We understand. Great to have all of you guys. And, of course, we're online at PhilHendryShow.com. PhilHendryShow.com. Go on over there. Get yourself a backstage pass. Watch live streaming video of the show. Watch me perform the show every night. Listen to the archived audio that we've got. Listen to our classic Phils. Listen to our podcasts. Listen to the sound of the birds in the trees. Listen to the, you know. So head over, get a backstage pass at PhilHendryShow.com. Oh, and our shop is open. We have our series of best of, classic best of CDs for sale. Great idea for Christmas. In fact, probably the best idea for Christmas if you're listening to this show and you know somebody who likes the show. 877-876-PHIL. Later on with Jay Santos, we are going to talk about that bizarre and ultimately successful, I would say, standoff with a gunman at the Florida School Board meeting. Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley joining us from the Western States Homeowners Association. Although I know you're coming from an event, Bobby?
Yes, we are, Phil. We're coming from my son's football awards banquet that they had at the ESPN Grill in the South Coast Plaza.
Oh, great. Okay. Did your son...
He didn't win an award. The team did. There were a few individual awards. But we're getting home, and we're having to put out a few fires.
Well, I know the reason why I wanted to have you on the program tonight, because this is Christmas time, and we get an awful lot of email from people, you know, who will be talking about, for instance, oh, wow, I have to host the family, you know.
Yeah.
I have to, you know, my in-laws are coming into town. We talked to Steve Bozell last night, who is going to have his father-in-law and his mother-in-law to the house. That, you know, inviting a lot of people for Christmas, and I think this is a good time to talk about that, inviting lots of people for Christmas necessitates, you know, sort of putting up with a lot of different attitudes, doesn't it?
Well, it does.
I'll give you an example. We did it for many years, and all of a sudden you have different ways of doing things, and people need the bathroom at this time, and, you know, it's if it's family. People like their food different, and people are going in and out at all hours of the day and the night, and the kids want to be by themselves. They want to go off and party, you know.
Well, it is, Phil. It's from what I understand and from what I've heard and from what I've read, it can be a very, very, you know, crazy time. But that's why it's almost gotten to a critical stage, and that's why we are talking to as many groups as we can. We talk to people at our homeowners association. That is our primary outlet in letting people know that, of course, at Christmas time, you invite the entire family to your home. And if you have a beautiful home, and we do have a beautiful home, and I'm imagining that you did too, Phil,
Well, we had a nice, we had a big house, and it was, mostly it was a big house, you know, and so we had enough room. The kids would want to throw their sleeping bags on the floor.
Yeah.
And you know, obviously the adults want a bed, and the kids didn't care. They're on the floor. They're sleeping in their sleeping bags. That's the way it is. And they, and they're around the tree, and everybody, you know, the dogs and the cats and the whole thing.
Right. Well, if you have a lovely home like that, there's the chance that you're going to believe that you can accommodate that, or there is a chance that you'll get sort of fooled into thinking that you can invite a lot of people. But the bottom line on what I'm trying to say to you is that we are a little bit confused about the nature of a lot of these Christmas invitations, because a Christmas invitation, Phil, is not necessarily saying we want you to visit. Yes, you are saying that. My understanding is that when you invited family and they said they were going to come, that you did accommodate them. Is that correct?
When they said they were going to come, I did what?
When you invited family to your home for Christmas.
Right. Yes, we did. We did accommodate them, right.
Okay, that right there is what I want to talk about. I think a lot of this really needs to get cleared up, and I don't know, Steve.
Oh, yeah, that's fine, yeah.
We're still on the road, but it really needs to get cleared up, because if we don't get a hold of this, we're going to have, I think, an awful lot of assumptions being made that shouldn't be made. We're going to have an awful lot of cross-mingling and commingling of culture. So this year, as we did last year, but this year we did something different. We invited Steve's family from Wisconsin.
Now Steve is from Wisconsin?
No, Steve was born in California. His parents moved here. But his grandparents and his cousins and his uncles and aunts and so forth are all in Wisconsin.
Okay, whereabouts?
I think in Milwaukee.
Yeah, mostly in the Milwaukee area.
In the Milwaukee area.
Okay.
And so this year I invited them, and they accepted the invitation. And I was sort of back on my heels a little bit. When that happens, you really need to have a game plan. And that's what I talked to our homeowners association about.
And wait, you invited them last year?
We've invited them every year since Seth was born, who's our youngest. We've invited them every year. And this is the first year that they've accepted. You need to understand, and I think everyone listening needs to understand, when you are invited to your relative's house for Christmas, especially if you live a long way away, you're not expected to accept an invitation. And when you accept the invitation, you are disrupting a paradigm, if you will, a tradition that we are trying to be polite. We have been polite, and now you want us to be rude. And
wait, I'm a little bit confused.
I don't blame you.
It's tough to get, Mr. Ruby. How about you explain?
I'll have the phone.
Yeah?
If you listen to the way I explain it, as Steve is saying, we invite our relatives from out of state. We live in California, so there's a lot of relatives back east. That's the nature of a lot of families in California. They moved here from the Midwest. They moved here from other parts of the country. So if you're a California family, oftentimes at Christmas, you are going to be thinking of loved ones who are,
like back east.
Yes.
Like my people are in Canada. They're back east in Toronto.
Yes. So you invite them for Christmas. But the understanding, of course, is that they will not accept. And so what you've done is you've been gracious by inviting them. They are gracious by saying thank you, but no, we can't make it. It's too much of a burden.
Well, let me ask you the reverse of this. I've been invited for Christmas to my cousins in Toronto.
Yeah.
No.
Well, you should decline, yeah.
I should decline, and why should I decline?
Well, you should decline because, first of all, they're being polite, but they have their home, they're settled in their routines, I imagine, Mr. Henry, that you would be arriving with yourself and someone else, perhaps. And
no, actually, I was going to travel by myself because it would be the first time that I'd see my cousins in quite some time.
Well, I've seen you, Phil. You're a big man. You probably need a lot of, you know, space. And when you come into someone's home, it's probably an event. You know, here comes this man, and you have a big voice, and it's very disruptive to a family that is used to its patterns and its holidays. Your cousins don't want you to visit them. That's the bottom line. Trust me. In fact, you're expected to simply say, thank you very much for the thought. I cannot make the trip. Holiday guests, especially when they're family, are a burden because the invite is an empty and meaningless invite. When you show up...
No, you're saying an awful lot here, and I want to be clear. You're telling me that my cousins or you inviting your relatives or any of us who may invite relatives from anywhere, I mean, it doesn't just work, you know, west, you know, we're on the West Coast, so let's invite our people from back east. There's people back east who are inviting us to say, let's get our family from California out here. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, it's a little less often because a lot of people want to be in the sunshine. You know?
Well, no, I mean, a lot of people in California want to be in the snow, you know.
Yeah, that's for sure, Kevin.
Well, what I'm saying is that what you've done by accepting is you have thrown your cousins, you've thrown their family into a real crisis situation. They are upset. They don't know why you said yes. They don't really want you there because they...
How do you know they don't want me there? How do you know?
Because no one expects, when you extend an invitation for Christmas, no one really expects people to say yes. It's considered rude, and here's why. It's an imposition on the family to go into their lives at Christmas time, expect a bed, expect to be fed, okay?
Yeah, that's right, you got to expect to be fed.
So they're going to have to feed you. They're going to have to clothe you. They're going to have to take care of you. Medical attention.
Wait, hold on for a minute. They don't have to clothe me.
Well, you know, anything you need, they got to do it.
That is going to be money that they have to spend. So anytime that a family is invited somewhere for Christmas to stay, you must say no. Because what you have done by saying yes is you have thrown into that family's life an expense and a burden that I can assure you they will never forget, and it will not be a pleasant thought. So, that, you know, really, if they thought you'd actually accept the invitation to visit for Christmas, they never would have invited you. And
I don't know how you can make that statement. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. I apologize, but I'm in the, you know, Bobby, you're very compelling to talk to.
But I don't mean to be upsetting. I really don't.
Well, it is upsetting to say, if you receive an invitation to visit your family for Christmas, they're just kidding because...
No, they're not kidding. It is an extension of graciousness.
But you always might say no.
But you have to say no.
And now, are you talking about anybody?
If you don't live in that city or you don't live with them, yes.
Even a son or a daughter?
If they are no longer living with that family and they have decided to move away from that family to take their love and their affection and give it to another part of the country.
Okay. Now I see what this is about.
Well, you didn't really think that...
You know, Mr. if you move away from a family where they live, that's...
It shows that you really don't care about them that much.
I didn't move away.
No, but your family did. Your arm of the family, Henry, moved from... the Henry family moved from Canada. And so you showed... Your family showed that you really don't care. And to them, it's as if you don't care whether they live or die. So they don't want you anywhere near them. And
all right, hold on, because we're very, very late. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. So I was invited to my cousins in Canada for Thanksgiving. You may have been invited someplace for Christmas, I should say. You may have been invited for Christmas somewhere. Bobby is saying any invitation to stay with your family for Christmas is not... You're not expected to accept it because it's a burden, and they only extend it to be polite. So now I'm thinking I better not go to Toronto for Christmas because I'm really just going to be this big, loud man clomping through my cousin's house. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Your call's up next for Bobby Dooley. Have you extended an invitation to family members? Have you been invited yourself? 877-876-PHIL. Next hour, Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police on the hostage situation in Florida. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you say something?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back. 877-876-PHIL. Bobby Dooley joining us here as we talk about Bobby and Steve Dooley are from the Western Estates Homeowners Association, Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization. Speaking of that, Bobby, if you have children, and you do, so you and Steve have three, and you get an invitation from Steve's family and aunts, uncles, cousins, they want to see their cousins in Wisconsin, don't they? And
well, Phil, the boys can go back to Wisconsin in the summer. We can arrange things. But what we're talking about here is a Christmas visit.
What if they invited you?
What have I been talking about?
We wouldn't accept.
Because we'd know, although, and I think Steve would be the first one to tell you this, and I say this with a great deal of love, but Steve's family is a little rough around the edges. They are Wisconsin people. They are, they get excited about... I don't know if you've been to Wisconsin, Phil.
Yes, I have.
You can visit cheese, the places where they make cheese, the same way you go to a wine tasting in California or bourbon in Kentucky, literally. And so they get excited about that.
And well, that's fun, isn't it?
It's fun for that kind of person, but... So, no, we would not accept that for a couple of reasons. First of all, it would be rude. Secondly, I would not want to...
Well, can I ask Steve something? Well, how does that make you feel when your wife says, no, I don't want to go back to Wisconsin to visit your family?
Well, my wife's right in a lot of ways. I mean, I love my family, that's the best thing. But, you know, I don't go back to cheese dipping.
Steve knows, and I know, and you would know, Phil, if you thought about it. So, no, there's no way we would ever go to Wisconsin. It's not going to happen, not as long as I am the matriarch of this family. Would we have them in our home at Christmas? The answer, again, is a no. For the reasons that I just gave you concerning Steve's family, and also because it's not done.
All right, I want to get some phone calls in before our break. 877-876-PHIL. On the line with us from Long Beach, California tonight, listening on KTLK is Leah. Leah, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Well, I just want to say that I completely 100% disagree with what she's saying. I have family all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
And when I invite them, sorry, can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes. Bobby, can
you
hear
me? Okay.
Yes, I can.
When I invite them to come see me, it's because I want to see them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. When they don't come, I'm disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
So,
do they?
I disagree 100%, that's all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are they the kind of people that, are you new to California, or... have you been here a long time? Because what the people say, if you recently arrived and you still have, Steve calls it, if you still have the smell of, and this I don't mean this about you, but if you still have the smell of hog, Steve says if you still have the smell of hog on you.
What does that mean?
If you're newly arrived from out of state, you still might be used to the culture that you come from. And that's where I'm wondering if that was the situation with you or not.
Well, my family's very different, so they have different political views, they have different lifestyles. My family are not people that I would normally be friends with, but that doesn't mean I don't want to see them. I still love them. They're family, that's who they are.
Are they, and so you are not used to, I don't think, the idea and the option that you have, which is you don't have to have that in your home.
I didn't understand what you said. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm saying you don't have to have that in your home. You can say no. And from what I'm hearing, Leah, is that they're very different. They come from some place other than California, which is always, it's different.
Right.
And you force yourself to have this.
And you do. You
no, I don't force myself.
You don't have to put yourself through it to do it.
But you don't have to put yourself through it, is what we're saying. And,
well, I know I don't
well,
have to
she's
put
saying she's not. She's saying she's not putting herself through it.
You don't have to go through it.
No, no, what she's saying is she wants to go. You don't have to, though. Do you understand what I'm saying, Leah?
I know I don't have to.
All right. All right. We got to take a break. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. You don't have to have those relatives in for Christmas. It's tough.
Phil Henry.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show. The number 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. With me is Bobby and Steve Dooley from Western Estates Homeowners Association. We have coming up next hour, Jay Sanders of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Don't forget our website, philhendryshow.com. Right now you can look at live streaming video of our show, a video cast every night, watching me perform the show. And then we have our video archives. We have our audio archives. We have our audio podcast. We have a lot of stuff. philhendryshow.com.
Can I say something, Phil?
Go ahead.
You know that we got one of those backstage...
backstage pass.
A backstage pass from your website, and we are having a ball with it.
And, thank you very much.
And we just love that. And
well, then why not invite their relatives out? You know...
Well, I understand what you're saying.
So what we're talking about here, folks, is the idea that you invite your relatives for Christmas, but you don't expect them to say yes. And if you are being invited, you must say no because it's considered rude. And I don't you're saying that it's a disruption. You're saying that you even said that relatives in from out of state bring, quote, the smell of hog. You know,
well, that is an expression that Steve uses. It's an old Wisconsin expression. It means when someone's coming in from out of state or from out of the area, even if they're family and they're coming for the holidays, they're going to bring the stink of pig. It's an old, and it's not...
It's not really a kind of thing, like mean or anything.
No, it's an endearing expression. And
endearing? You're bringing the stink of pig.
No, it's the smell, I forget what it is, the smell of hawk. I don't want to get hung up on those terms. What I'm saying is the following thing. I love my family. Steve loves his family. We invite them, but we expect them to say no. This year they said yes, and it has thrown our family into quite a bit of turmoil. These people are going to come into my home. They're going to be in my kitchen. They're going to sit at my table. We have to share air, literally the air with them.
But then why did you invite them?
Because that's what you're... God! God, Mr. Henry!
That is the polite thing to do, Phil. Are you not understanding?
Yes, I'm understanding. I don't quite understand, though, why you would do it, and maybe we can get into that. I know it's polite.
It is a constant brainwashing. We're expected to have them in. We're expected to have them in. It's California, California, California. I want to see Disneyland. I want to see the Pacific Ocean. I want to go to San Francisco. I want to do this and that. So we say yes, 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 yes. And we pray, and I'm telling you, Phil, I'm not a religious woman, but I pray to the Savior on the cross, please let them say no.
Yeah, you know, it's the one time I'd be religious. I said, please let the Savior have them do, please have them do a no.
Please have them mark no on the message.
877-876-PHIL. Do you invite people to your home for Christmas praying that they'll say no? Here is Christy in Laredo, Texas, listening to us on KFNA. Hello, Christy. Go ahead, please.
Hi. I actually live in California, mm-hmm. and I've lived in Florida. And mm-hmm. I think you're sending mixed messages.
Yeah.
I think they finally said yes because mm-hmm. they felt guilty mm-hmm. all the years by mm-hmm. saying no because you keep inviting them. Maybe mm-hmm. you should mm-hmm. invite them.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that we said yes. We invited them every year because you're expected to. And they're expected
no,
to say no.
No, nobody, no, nobody expects
yes?
you. Absolutely
why
not.
Would they
nobody
say yes?
expects, no. Nobody expects
have you, been invited?
You to invite somebody unless you're being sincere about it. And
no,
if you're not,
that's
being
not
sincere
true.
About it and you're praying to God that they don't say yes, don't
I am praying
them.
To God. Yes. I am asking you. Do you invite,
but
have you been
what?
Invited?
I guarantee
have you been
you,
invited?
I guarantee, I guarantee you, once they come visit you, the fact that you don't want them there is going to make them feel uncomfortable, and I guarantee you that after this visit, they won't come back again.
Well, I wish that were the case, but our home is so beautiful, and I set such a gorgeous table, and our tree is so lovely, and it is California.
They'll ask again.
They could hate Bobby, but they'll still want to come. They'll still want to be invited. We gotta, you know.
Well, but let me ask you something, Steve. This is your family, right? That we're talking about.
My family, yeah.
All right. Do you want your family to be invited by a woman who is insincere?
No, no, that's your daughter, my wife.
I know I'm talking about your wife, sir. I'm asking you. Do you want your family to be invited by an insincere invitation?
Yeah, but that's polite.
It's polite what?
It's polite to invite. It's polite to decline. And
no, it's not. You're doing a double negative. Mm-hmm. You need to tell people how you feel. If you don't want people to come during the holidays, then simply don't make the invitation.
What's the devil's negative?
Double negative.
Well, the young lady hasn't answered my question. Have you been invited out of state for Thanksgiving? Or for Christmas? I meant to say
yes,
Christmas.
Yes, I have, and I've gone. And we have a great time. And that's coming up.
Oh, my God. You need
and
to say
no.
They're
coming up. They're coming up. They're coming this Christmas.
You can't
visit us. They're staying for 10 days.
You need to say
I'm not
going to
make an invitation. I'm not going to make an invitation if I don't mean it. And that's how my in-laws are. They're not going to make an invitation if they don't mean it. That's what family's about, and that's what the holidays are about, I thought.
Families are about dysfunction. Families are about dysfunction, and families are about torturing each other. And you guys say yes because you're brainwashed.
No, it's about being honest.
No, they're not brainwashed. It's being honest, like the young lady said. Maybe we don't like being with family, but there's one time of year where we always try to make an effort, and that's Christmas, because it is a time of year where everybody makes the effort of being happy and generous, you know.
It is a horrible time of year. The dysfunction comes out, the hatreds that have built up after all these years, molestations. What about that?
How dare you bring up...
Oh, no. No. I'm asking Christy?
Yeah, what are you asking me? I'm sorry.
What about the very uncomfortable truths that come out at Christmas time with family, like when the uncle touched you, or...
Oh, my God.
It sounds like you had a lot of issues, and inappropriately touched me, that uncle would not no longer be a part of my family.
You wouldn't be in the family, exactly.
So you're not going to invite certain people. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, so you're making it sound like Steve's whole family are a bunch of molesters.
It could be.
That's ridiculous. All right. Thank you very much, Christy. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. Anne in Redlands, California, listening on KTLK. Go ahead, Anne.
Yeah, I just want to say one thing. Okay, I was born and raised in Philadelphia. I'm glad you're listening. Okay, I was born and raised in Philadelphia, and I moved out to California with my dad and my brother when I was, 11 years old, okay? And now I'm 23. My family, I have three sisters out in Philly, and they'll put their money together to bring me out to Philly to visit and see my nieces and nephews. And if I didn't come, they'd be devastated. I mean, they'd be so upset that I didn't come because they want to see what I've grown into and what kind of woman I've become, you know? And as far as what you say about...
And what if they're disappointed?
What is that?
What if they're disappointed? What I'm saying, Phil, is this, and I'm sure you're a lovely girl, but they could be very bitterly disappointed, and that money that they put together, they're saying to you, look at the money we put together. Please say no. Because we could use it for something else, like food.
Like food.
Oh,
okay.
Come on.
Okay, but
I mean, what is this, a guilt trip? You put...
What is that? Disappointed? No. They're putting their money together because they want to see me, because family is important.
I mean, obviously you were raised wrong. Obviously you have issues within your family. Yeah, okay, your husband has molesters in his family, so you don't go to that family member's house.
Well, no, wait a minute. Are you saying that there's molesters in Bobby's family?
I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about that, but I would ask this young lady, what about you?
What about
you,
me?
You're going back. You're going to go back to Philadelphia, and there's going to be that one brother or uncle. And
you don't know that that's true about this.
Mm-hmm.
No, what? No. There's no one in my family like that, and I wouldn't go to their house if that's how they were. Mm-hmm. You have other family members. You create a family. You have kids. You have a husband.
That's
okay,
right.
Okay, there has to be somebody. There has to be somebody in his family, like an aunt or an uncle, that you can go visit. To enjoy the Christmas season with. Don't be fake and invite somebody to your house and be fake about it and invite them over. You would ruin your whole holiday. I mean,
I don't want people to see me as ungracious and not wanting to open my home up to them. So I invite them and I pray. Yes, I do pray. And I hope we all pray. I pray to the Christian God, that they say, no, please don't let them come near my house.
If you, okay.
And I'll tell you why. Just
okay.
As your relatives raised that money, they raised that money to bring you out to Philadelphia. How much, you know that the human body needs a certain level of calories per day. How much below the requisite, you're laughing.
Go ahead.
So you're, how much below the requisite calorie intake per day will your relatives be as a result of going hungry, so they can, excuse my language, shag your ass back to Philadelphia?
Oh, God. So they're going to go hungry, huh?
No, I'm asking the young lady, please.
Family, they're not going to sacrifice their food intake for me to come out there. Come on. You need to pray for yourself,
for your family.
You
know that?
God, Jesus, I mean, you go to church,
God,
families go to church.
Now.
I mean, that's not an issue.
You need to get right with Jesus. I think you need to get right with God, because you're going back to Philadelphia.
If you want to believe in God and everything, ask Jesus to forgive his molesting uncle or whatever, and go over there.
Who?
Your husband's
what?
Uncle, the molester. Ask God to forgive him and forgive what
how
he did
my
to you or whatever.
You have to get right with God and say to God, I'm sorry that I'm starving my sisters.
She just got done saying she's not doing that. Her sisters can afford it. They got together. They want to bring their... Are they your sisters, dear? They're your sisters, right?
Yes.
Okay, and they want to bring her out, and they want to see her from California, and they haven't seen her. And she said that it's not a hardship.
They're not going to tell her, Phil. They're
not
going to get on the phone and say, oh, by the way, we're going hungry so we can... We are so hungry.
If they don't want me there, they wouldn't raise the money for me to go out there, okay? It's not a burden. Everybody puts together like $50, whatever. I go out there,
right.
I visit. Seriously, that's what families do. Families raise money for their kids. Raise money for their kids to go to college. You think because families raise money for their kids to go to college that they're all going to be starving at home? I mean, Jesus, when you move away...
Sometimes young women are offended when the uncle doesn't hit on them.
What?
Well, I said it when she was talking, so you wouldn't hear me.
What did you say?
I'd rather not.
I insist. What did you say?
I said sometimes young women are offended when the uncle doesn't hit on them.
So now we know the truth.
It came out.
You know, now we know. Your uncle didn't molest you. You were offended that he didn't hit on you.
He'd been in the movies, Mister.
Who?
My uncle had been in the movies. Bobby was.
So you wanted this guy to hit on you because he'd been in the movies?
I'm talking to this girl who might have been touched by an aunt.
Everybody has the same
problem. People are going hungry.
All right. Thank you. Listen, dear, thanks so much for your call. I'd love to thank you by name, but we've lost our call screening. And so I'm not kidding, but we're going to a break, so we'll get it back up. 877-876-PHIL.
What do you mean you'll get it back up? I beg your pardon.
I'm talking about our call screening. 877-876-PHIL. As we talk about the relatives coming in from out of town, and what's the story there, man? What's the story, Morning Glory? You know, do you want them, don't you? Do you extend the invitation hoping they'll say no? The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. are listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Back with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Final segment, we have Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police coming up at the top of the hour to talk with us about this hostage standoff in Florida, which ended with the death of the gunman. And we'll talk about police tactic and strategy with Jay Santos. 877-876-PHIL. Bobby and Steve Dooley on the road tonight, coming back from an awards banquet for their son. We are talking about family. We're talking about Christmas. And you made a very bizarre admission. You basically your philosophy, Bobby.
I don't think anything I've said tonight is bizarre, Phil.
All right, but basically you have said throughout, a family inviting family members from a long way away for Christmas want that family member to say no. They're merely inviting them to be gracious. The family member should reciprocate and say no.
That is exactly what I have said. And the brainwashing that you have heard tonight, not that we're being brainwashed or that the callers are being brainwashed or are attempting to brainwash. We are all the recipients of the same brainwashing. We live in California. And so we are expected to say yes when our relatives say, oh, you know how they do that. Steve does it better than me.
Oh, I want to go to California. I want to go.
Yeah, you know, oh.
Well, what about the way if you're going back east?
Well, it's the same thing. You know, oh, I want to go to Texas. Oh, I want to go to New York. You are expected to say, okay, you are invited to come to California. You're invited to come to Florida or Texas. But you, the person who's getting the invitation, you're expected to say no, because if you don't understand it's not horrible so much as it is disturbing, it is disquieting, it is discomforting to have people into your home breathe, exhaling this breath. It's foreign. Everything is foreign. And to have that in your home is very disturbing. So you do say, would you like to come for Christmas? And yes, I'll say it again, and I say it with great pride. I would convert to Catholicism if it meant that God would hear my prayer. Please, please, don't let them say yes when I ask them, do they want to visit?
What a weird world you live in.
I beg your pardon.
It's a weird world. I'm sorry. It's a weird world of I extend an invitation, and they're supposed to say no because of the brainwashing.
Because we are brainwashed, yes. And so while we wean ourselves off of the brainwashing, a beautiful Christmas present to give to each other this year, Phil, a beautiful present for a family to give to itself, when you hear a relative invite you out for Christmas, say no and give them that gift. Yes, give them the gift of staying away from them. Give them the gift of staying away from them.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call. Here we have Patrice in Houston, Texas. Hello, Patrice. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby Dooley. Go ahead, please.
Hi. You know, I really
don't understand
what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I can understand you live in California. I was
mm-hmm.
born in California.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing of it is, you don't want
mm-hmm.
those people, or matter of fact, you don't want his
mm-hmm.
family over to your house breathing your
no.
air. I don't get
well,
that.
No, it's, well, here's what I'm saying. Are you going anywhere for Christmas?
No.
Okay, so you're in your home, and that's a beautiful place to be for Christmas. Are you inviting people in?
No, I don't.
All right.
Really
why
have any family
and
in
here's,
Texas.
Here's why she's not inviting anybody in, Phil. She doesn't want to put herself through that. She doesn't want to put herself through the trauma of having whatever stomping through her home. Isn't that
right,
Patrice?
I don't care. It's just
and
the house. The house is meant for people to come and visit.
Well, if it's meant for people to come and visit, why are you keeping people out of it? Because you're smart. That's why. Because you don't want to smell it. And, you know, we have that saying in California, you know, when you get friends in from out of state or family, they still got the stink of that. They got the stink of bacon on them. You've heard of that, Patrice?
No,
have you heard of that?
Bacon stink? No, I've never heard of
that. What do you mean the stink of bacon?
It's when you are Mr. Henry, I've said it about 50 times.
You know, Mr. Henry, I'll repeat it. I get my relatives in from Wisconsin, got stink of hog.
It's the stink of hog.
I've never heard of the stink of hog. No, I haven't heard that saying given about relatives that are visiting from out of state. Here is Scott. Go ahead, Scott, in Lafayette, Louisiana. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
You've never heard that,
no. I've never heard that phrase, no.
You summed it up when you said it was weird. I totally disagree with the basic premise that when you invite someone to your house that you really don't want them to come. Lots of families are spread out across the country, not by choice, but because of career opportunities and other reasons that they're living apart. And they and they when they invite them over to their house for Christmas, they really mean it because they miss them all year long. They enjoy their company. And I don't buy the idea
that's the brainwashing.
That
there's the brainwashing.
I don't buy the idea that people invite you just to be gracious. If they didn't want you, they wouldn't have to say anything at all. People don't go around saying, "Oh, how come my cousin didn't invite me?"
Well, you have to trust me on this because it happens. Does it happen much to you? Do people want to go to your house? Or I don't know. Do they?
I'm sorry. Do they what?
I guess they don't. Do they want to go to your house for Christmas, Scott?
Yes. Sometimes I invite my sister over who lives nearby.
Well, you hesitated. You hesitated, so it's probably a no. I would say it.
No, he said yes.
Well, he hesitated, so I don't think he has the experience with it.
Phil Henry.